Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a big Friday broadcast. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for the great Wayne Allen Root. My full power radio broadcast center is right here in the cushy confines of gorgeous Connecticut, where today it was 70 plus degrees, sunshine booming all over the place as we broadcast out over the entire nation, all the way out past Vegas to California, Dallas, Reno, New York, San Antonio, Oklahoma City, everywhere in between. If you want to reach out to me, it's easy. LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Of course, a little later on, maybe we'll take a few phone calls, 833-WAR-TALK. Wayne, I believe, will be back in this big old cushy seat on Monday. And again, Christopher's down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons, making it all go. Only one story to start with. Got to start with a January 6th hearing. And I watched it. I understand for some reason there's this idea that by watching it, somehow either you condone it or you agree with it or you're on board with it or you're all for it. Yeah, I'm not there. I watched it because I think it's important to watch it. I think it's vital to see what's happening. We are supposed to be stewards of the government. We are supposed to be overseers of the folks that we put in there. It's our country. They work for us. So when they put on a theatrical performance like they did last night, then I think it's our responsibility as American citizens to pay attention to see exactly what it is that they're doing. Now, nothing happened last night. There's nothing happened that was new. There was no earth-shattering pieces of information. You did hear from, a police officer. You, of course, heard from Mr. Cheney's daughter, who was maybe the most, becoming one of the most ostracized Republicans in Washington. But that's okay. That's okay. But I want to say this. I don't want to run from this. I don't think anyone should run from this. I think we need to pay attention to what they present. And there's some very insidious people that are working behind the scenes, so we got to make sure that what they do present to the American people is on the up and up. And on top of all that, we need to make sure that they give the American people all of the information, and I'll get to that in a second. So as I was watching that last night, I got to admit, there was some pieces of video footage that I had never seen before. And I got to admit, I didn't realize there were that many Proud Boys and that many Oath Keepers and that many, I guess, people hell-bent on causing havoc. Originally, I watched like everybody else as it was happening. It looked like your basic out-of-control event, riotish, if you want to call it that. But even inside, it seemed, at least from the early onset of the video I saw early on, it was old people walking around, seeing what's up, seeing what's going on here. You know, people really not being all that violent. The more I see, though, the more it looks like there were a lot of acts of aggression that were going on around everything else. And I'll never condone attacking police officers. And how we're allowing that to sort of fly under the radar is just unacceptable to me. So that has to be called out. Now, when we get to the nuts and bolts of this, and we eventually will as a country, last night, again, was just a show. Last night was them preparing you for their all-out assault on Donald Trump. But inside of all that, we've got to find out exactly what is true. Because if some of this is true, it's just unacceptable. You understand that, right? You get that idea that if there was some kind of a conspiracy, they were conspiring together, people in high places, to do unscrupulous things, that's not okay. Even though most of us, me included, have a hard time swallowing the idea that the 2020 election wasn't, let's say, for lack of a better term, skewed. I look at that president. I look at where he campaigned from. I look at the fact that he couldn't get 15 people to come to a parade if he was having it in his own backyard. And yet he supposedly got more votes than anyone in the history of the country. There are a lot of things that seem wrong with the 2020 election. And you couple that together on top of that with a movie like 2,000 Mules. I've got a very skeptical streak in me that the 2020 election was on the up and up. And I think, obviously, I know that that was what this was all about. Right? There's a lot of curiosity as to how this man won this election. Yet, again, I've said this before, time and time and time and time again, when election fraud scenarios were brought to the attention of authorities, they were all shot down. Why? And early on, again, this is probably the biggest hurdle, it's unfortunate move, after the election that Trump put in motion, was that hiring the Giulianis and the other folks of the world to be his ambassador towards trying to figure out what happened in the election, to me it seems like that blew up in his face. I mean, we remember the terms like, we're going to release the Kraken tomorrow, and we've got big explosive news here and big explosive news there, and nothing ever came to pass. So it was like crying wolf over and over again. And then they went to all of these different places and they put on all these different lawsuits and nothing got changed. Yes, some individual states changed their practices. Drop boxes in Georgia, et cetera, made it a little bit more difficult for them to cheat, I hope. But in the grand scheme of things, I mean, why has there never been a follow-up to some of this stuff? This is what people are mad at. This is what's wrong. People are skeptical. I'm skeptical. You should be skeptical that your 2022 vote is going to count. I don't trust it anymore. And that's why a majority of those people were angry that day. Right? Most conservatives, most God-loving American citizens can accept defeat. Your candidate doesn't win? All right. You pick yourself up by your bootstraps and you try again next time. But when you think you were robbed, and it doesn't seem like anyone wants to really put the exclamation point at the end of this, some kind of an investigation, you get skeptical. And I don't blame you. I don't. And as far as this thing last night with the January 6th hearing, what we're going to see, if we don't see during the course of this legitimate criticism towards Nancy Pelosi and her minions for not stacking the deck with more security, if we don't find out all of the details about potential FBI folks milling about the crowd, if we don't get realistic explanations for some of the things that seem very curious, then what they present to the American people will not have any weight for me. Right? It won't have any weight for me. You've got to give the American people everything. It can't be so skewed. I mean, you're obviously putting out this, I'm going to call it a dog and pony show. It's obvious that it's an attack 100% on Donald Trump. Now, again, will we find out if some of it is warranted? I guess. I hope. I hope we find it out. But some of the things that happened last night aggravated me, right? I mean, Fox News not broadcasting it. And then immediately, after it was over, not really commenting on what was there, but commenting on, already coming up with excuses for certain things. Let it play out. Because that's a bad scene, man. When you're supposed to be a news organization and you're supposed to be about disseminating truth. And instead, you go into full blitz Republican mode. I don't like that. I don't like it when it's done from the other side, and I don't like it when it's done from this side. So all of this stuff coupled together, I mean, it's a bad look. And I think January 6th was a lot more violent than I originally thought. And I think that's one of the things that's going to prove out. And as I said this morning, there are the people out there that are, let's say, the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys. Again, maybe they have tendencies to be more aggressive and violent than most other folks. But like them, and I'm not making an excuse necessarily for what they did, but like them, everybody out here in this great country from coast to coast who believes that, you know, the red, white, and blue actually stands for something, and believes that there needs to be some kind of an explanation for how a man like Biden is the president and how this whole election seems to be a farce, and somebody needs to put an exclamation point at the end of it and prove me wrong on that. But there's going to come a time, I guess the point I'm trying to make, and I hear the music playing, so I got to get going, but the point I'm trying to make is that the next election better be on the up and up. Because I can feel America simmering under the surface. I can feel it, right? You can feel that angst and that pain. All right, listen, I have a great show for you in store, man. Second and third hour, going to be stacked with tons of guests. Colonel Rob Simmons, Mike France, congressional candidate, Bill O'Reilly on the docket, a best-selling author, folks from the Heritage Foundation. It's all coming up. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
This is Wayne Alaroot for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off Decisive Action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Kyle LeBru, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LeBru stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LeBru, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLeBru.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LeBru for Congress.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Mike Lindell loves the radio.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
The Roots are on fire. Steals and Deals. LV.com's on fire as well. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business, Steals and Deals, LV.com, right here in Las Vegas, and it's blown up huge for Vegas consumers, but now they ship nationwide. It's called Steals and Deals LV because you're practically stealing the merchandise, and now John is moving his warehouse and everything must go. Steals and Deals, LV.com is having a giant liquidation sale. All inventory is 50 to 80% off retail. You'll get the best price for any product you can name. Home, office, patio, everything from microwave ovens to refrigerators to sofas to bed frames to rugs to mattresses to sporting goods to treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecues, smokers, generators, pianos, baby cribs, refrigerators, or wheelchairs. If you want them, Steals and Deals LV has them. And they've got them at 50 to 80% off liquidation sale. Get the best prices, then go to stealsanddealslv.com, and they will beat every single price. What a great idea for the consumers of Las Vegas, and they ship nationwide. Just go to stealsanddealslv.com online or call 725-260-3337, 725-260-3337. Stealsanddealslv.com. It's like stealing. And if you happen to be in Vegas, by the way, you could just stop by their warehouse, 2800 East Walnut Avenue. 2800 East Walnut Avenue.
All right, welcome back once again. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root is off tonight. Those of you who are hoping to get him, he'll be back, I'm sure, again on Monday, broadcasting from his home studio in Las Vegas. If you don't know me, my name is Lee Elsie. I'm here in Connecticut, right, again, down the street from two of the biggest casinos in the entire world on a beautiful, almost summer day as we're broadcasting out of this full power radio studio. Again, I want to spend the first couple of breaks talking about January 6th, actually by a little bit more than that, as we'll have on a couple of guests a little bit later on to talk about it as well. But I guess the point I'm trying to make is I hate this idea that just because it's your team that's under the scrutiny, that you automatically have to take up arms against the other team and block it out and not listen to it. Now, again, I understand. Trust me, I get the fact that it's a 7-2 split, and the two Republicans that are represented are they hate Donald Trump. I get that. So essentially, it's 9 people who are going to try to skew the former president. I understand that. But in the midst of all this, with the testimony that you'll eventually hear and the video footage that you'll eventually see and all of that, you need to disseminate for yourself and figure out for yourself, you know, what you want to hold on to and what you want to let go. But some of it is worthy of the American people hearing. So I know that for the most part, most of the folks who listen to Wayne and his show are 100% behind Donald Trump. And I hope when this is all over, there's reason to be behind Donald Trump still. But I think a lot of this stuff needs to come out. We need to hear exactly what was going on. I don't believe that Donald Trump ordered the Proud Boys or the Oath Keepers to storm the Capitol. I don't believe that for a second. And I also don't believe that he should be responsible for giving a speech and, you know, having people turn their attention and head towards the Capitol. Because in particular, in fact, you know, he tried to get out of security. And Nancy Pelosi said no. So there's a lot of moving parts there. A lot of moving parts there. But I think, because I got a lot of pushback today on my own show. And I got a lot of pushback on social media because I thought, you know, it's worthwhile to sit and pay attention to this. Now, I don't know if I'm going to watch every one of the hearings. I'll try to watch as many as I can. But I think it's a responsibility of the American citizen to pay attention to this. This is the kind of stuff we complain about. You know, when folks don't know these kinds of things, these are the things that, you know, as somebody who consumes news, and if you're listening to me right now, wherever you might be across the country, you consume news. You listen to it. You want to listen to it. You want to pay attention to all of it. And you're smart enough to figure out what's real and what's manufactured or what's, I guess, played up. And I expect a lot of this to be played up. I do. But I think you still got to pay attention. You still got to be a good American. And again, it's not going to fix the 2020 election. But at least it's something we can, both pay attention to and try to hold on to and try to write coming up for 2022. Anyway, all right, coming up, I got some audio I want to play from last night and a couple of different cuts, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. Also talk about oil companies and how they're making buckets of money. All right, it's bad news for all of us. Inflation is happening. It's forced inflation by the Biden administration, and we're paying the price for that. But the oil companies are walking away with huge profits. We'll come back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Pohl. Are the January 6th congressional hearings a big conspiracy?
As the January 6th made-for-TV show was being carried by mainstream media, one lawmaker says this was a cover-up by the Democrats. Representative Jim Banks on Fox News.
This committee is a cover-up. It's not just a cover-up from distracting from the issues that the American people are demanding that we focus on, like $5.25 a gallon of gas in my hometown in Columbia City, Indiana, but it's a cover-up of Nancy Pelosi's roles and responsibilities as Speaker of the House and oversight of the Capitol Police and Capitol Security. She has documents in her office about why the National Guard was called off because of, quote, bad optics that she refused to give up to the bipartisan Senate Homeland Security Committee.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And this is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show.
Wayne Allyn, we're on Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Coming to you from the house that Ruth built in Las Vegas, Nevada. Kyla Brew for Congress is the sponsor of this segment of the show. By the way, one of my brand new fans who had never listened to the show before and just listened the last couple of days and said, I love your show. And then he sent a new email an hour later and said, you know that guy you advertised, Kyle LeBrew, and you say he's so great and he's a friend of yours and a friend of the show and he's running for Congress? I just donated $500 to him. And then he sent me the receipt and third email, the receipt proving he gave him $500. So thank you very much. We've got some great fans on this show. Kyle LeBrew for Congress. We don't just need Republicans in Congress, Kyle says. We need the right kind of Republicans. We need fighters. Men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. And politicians who understand government works for the people, not the other way around. So he will work for you. He knows he represents you. He's not one of those career politicians who have ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle is an American first, unapologetic conservative candidate for Congress and an entrepreneur and a family man. He's running for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Support Kyle LeBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLeBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. No matter where you are in this country, just like my new fan who said he, you know, just gave $500 to Kyle this morning. He doesn't live in Missouri, and he certainly doesn't live in Missouri's 4th Congressional District, where Kyle's running, but he knows is a good candidate that we got to help get to Congress. KyleLeBrew.com, paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're listening again to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. It's LeeElsie.com. Email me. LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com, broadcasting across the entire country. Lucky enough to get a chance to sit in this big chair as Wayne's got the night off. I want to play some audio from last night, just a couple of cuts from last night, just to kind of give you a feel in case you missed it, although you probably already heard it, but give me a chance to comment on some of this stuff. This was, before I do the audio, I wanted to share this with you. So a lot of folks... And this also is what bothered me last night a little bit about this. So everybody's taken up sides already. I get it. I understand it. I do. I just wish it wouldn't be so, I guess, so obvious so early. But Fox News and Laura Ingraham in particular was talking about how nobody's going to watch. What was there, a couple hundred people watching or a couple of this, that, a couple thousand people watching, whatever it was that she said, something derogatory. But 20 million people watched. 20 million people is a lot of people. Now, again, it wasn't on CNN. It was 4.8 million on ABC, and CBS and NBC, I think, had 3.5 and 3.3, respectively. MSNBC actually had 4.1 million viewers, probably the most they've had for anything ever. And so just so you know, people did watch it. People did pay attention to it. So I actually think that's a good thing. And I just downloaded these numbers, and I'm actually... happy that people watched it, to be honest with you. I don't think we should ignore it. All right, so Caroline Edwards was the police officer who you saw the video of. She was one of the points, the checkpoint, not checkpoints, but the bicycle blocking points, and they overran her, and she had this to say.
What I saw was just a war scene. It was something like I had seen out of the movies. I couldn't believe my eyes. There were officers on the ground. They were bleeding. They were throwing up. They were, you know, they had, I saw friends with blood all over their faces. I was slipping in people's blood. I was catching people as they fell. It was carnage. It was chaos. I can't even describe what I saw. Never in my wildest dreams did I think that as a police officer, as a law enforcement officer, I would find myself in the middle of a battle.
All right. So I wanted to play that audio because no matter what you think, no matter if you think a lot of this stuff is manufactured or whether you think there were wolves in sheep's clothing that were directing folks, you know, people with MAGA hats on that are actually either members of the progressive left Antifa or maybe the, you know, whether it was ginned up by certain groups that you would be hell-bent against, et cetera, whatever it is. Whatever it is that is your stance on what happened on January 6th, wherever you come down, whatever you want to believe, we all have to come to the same conclusion that attacking police officers is just unacceptable. When it happened during the BLM riots in Minneapolis after George Floyd died, when it happened in Washington, when it happened, well, whenever it happens across the country, those of us on the conservative right lose our mind. Rightfully so. You cannot attack cops. You can't. And I understand, again, there's a lot of frustration. This is the point I was trying to get to in the opening, my opening monologues, is I understand that inside of us, all of us, this is maybe not going to sound that great to some of you. But you're probably going to agree with me, but not admit that you're agreeing with me. Is that inside each of us, there's a tiny droplet of justification for January 6th. Because most folks who are listening to me feel as though they were wronged. Wronged at the ballot box, wronged in the 2020 election. And nobody has clarified that. And again, that's the genesis of this. That's why people are so angry. People feel as though they were robbed of an election. Now, so far, no substantial, concrete proof has borne that out. 2,000 mules seems pretty spectacular if what they're saying is true. We're talking about hundreds of thousands, potentially, ballots being manipulated. Enough to change the election. So what I'm saying is that, you know, inside all of us is a little bit of a rebel. And a rebel that wants freedom. And a rebel that likes the liberty. And a rebel that goes all the way back to the founding fathers. When you fought for your freedom. And you fought for independence. And you would overturn a tyrannical government. So there's a droplet of that in each of us. So when you see something like the January 6th things happen, there's a certain part of you, whether you want to admit it or not, it's almost you're justifying it because you don't think the 2020 election was on the up and up. And I think this country will always have that doubt until that's rectified in some way, shape, or form. This next cut is from Cheney. I thought this was a pretty... nasty is the wrong word, a pretty aggressive way to end her, I want to call it a speech, or her presentation.
There's a reason why people serving in our government take an oath to the Constitution. As our founding fathers recognized, democracy is fragile. People in positions of public trust are duty-bound to defend it, to step forward when action is required. In our country, we don't swear an oath to an individual or a political party. We take our oath to defend the United States Constitution. And that oath must mean something. Tonight, I say this to my Republican colleagues who are defending the indefensible. There will come a day when Donald Trump is gone, but your dishonor will remain.
So I thought that was a pretty aggressive way to end that, again, that presentation. So, I find it interesting, or I found it interesting, I still find it interesting, when people in these political speeches, they want to reference the Constitution and taking an oath to the Constitution, and they want to make it as if somehow they're more righteous than their fellow or their colleague who's sitting right next to them, or want to make a point to say that, well, they take an oath to the Constitution to uphold all of the laws within it. And it's almost comical in a lot of cases because the first chance a lot of these folks will get to burn and rip up the Constitution, they do it. So for her to say that they're going to hold true the Constitution, and it's not comical because it's really not funny, but that is a comment that a lot of folks just brush off, but I pay attention to it because I think it's so phony and shallow for most of them. For most of them. But she laid the gauntlet down for some of the folks you're going to hear. And, you know, what they present and, you know, what will end up being presented. It'll be interesting to see what the end result of all of this is. But, again, I'll go back to what I opened the show up with. And that's if we don't hear the reports about security. Because security is the big issue. Right? The lack of security. Why were there only a couple of cops at each of these locations when they all knew hundreds, thousands of people were in Washington ready to descend on the Capitol? Why didn't Nancy Pelosi put more boots on the ground? And we need to know that. So if she's off limits in this, if they're not going to talk about Nancy Pelosi, this is a worthless hearing. It's a worthless trial. It's crap. It's garbage. It's nothing. So either you present it all or you present nothing. But I think as American citizens, pay attention to it. See what comes out of it. Feel it out. All right, listen. One more quick break, then we'll have the top of the hour. Colonel Rob Simmons will join me at that point in time. Congressional candidate Mike France as well. Bill O'Reilly next hour. A couple of folks from the Heritage Foundation and a best-selling author in hour number three. A lot to talk about. I'm honored to be sitting in Wayne Allen Root's seat, although I'm 3,000 miles away, right here on the USA Radio Network.
Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to mypillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. mypillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, or overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750. Do you have three ex-wives and your...
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. I feel like I'm having a heart attack right now, Chris. What do you think is going on?
You're looking at the baseball standings in the AL East, and you finally realize what reality is about.
Hey, speaking of baseball, you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, turn that music down for me.
There you go.
You can hear it. I made a special phone call just for you.
All right.
Are you ready? All right, here we go.
Leading off for the Yankees, number 25. Chris
O'Sullivan. Wow. I am touched.
Yeah, you like that?
I didn't. How did you get Bob Shepard to do that?
I just listen. I gave him $50 and
what through the Ouija board? easy pay.
He slugged that out for me for $50. I said, oh yeah, yeah. He Dropboxed it, and we Ouija'd, and then I sent him the what is it, Venmo?
Yeah,
I Venmo'd him 50.
You sent a PayPal.
Yeah, PayPal 50.
Oh no, you did one of those Cameo things.
Right. So yeah. There you go. I'm glad you liked it.
Well, I am actually flattered. So real quick, and Hello to everybody there in New England. It really doesn't feel good when you're in the basement now and people are on top making fun of you.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, Eddie.
I'm just going to watch, but to soothe my aching heart, I'll just watch the Celtics tonight just in case.
The who?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Hey, I was going to ask you, the Red Sox fans, are they already bagging it for this year?
Yeah, oh yeah. It's over.
Well, they can still get to the wild card. They're very much in line for that.
I don't like this team. I don't even want them to win, to be honest with you.
Well, I hear Sam Horn, Mike Greenwell, Jim Rice, Dwight Evans, and, Oil Cam Boyd are all going to be making a comeback.
Oil Cam Boyd actually still pitches in a league.
Are you serious?
He still pitches in a league. So does Bill Lee, you know. Bill Lee pitches. He's like 70-something years old and he pitches. He's actually, he might be pitching somewhere this week. Like every once in a while, there's a pop-up ad where you can see, hey, come watch Bill Lee pitch, the spaceman. So,
Bruce Hurst, ready to go.
Yeah, thanks. All right, there you go. All right, let me go through a couple of stories here. I'm going to do a little rip and read. This is where I don't know what the heck is coming. It could be serious. It could not be serious. It's just a whole bunch of stack of stuff I have here on the studio desk here, and I'm just going to go with it. India has the lowest meat consumption in the world per capita. Indians only consume 7 pounds of meat per year per person. Australians take the first place, wolfing down 200 pounds per person. I've never been to India. I've lived in Australia. That is, as far as I can tell, that's probably 100% accurate. I mean, folks in Australia, they will kill and eat anything. India, I respect that. They like their cows. I'm a fan. Only 6.7% of the people in the world have college degrees. How about that? If you got a college degree, you're in a super minority, which is kind of nice. Let's see. Our favorite types of air to breathe include mountain air, air at the beach, in the woods, the air you breathe while you're on a hike. What's your favorite kind of air to breathe? Hey, if you're on a couple of these dating profile sites, here are some ways to improve your shot at meeting maybe the love of your life. Replace your profile pic with a close-up pic of Brad Pitt's abs. Ha! 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 That would work. Scrub all the mentions in the bio of your wife. Probably a good idea to do that. And regardless of how much they taught you, don't list your education as the streets. That's a good way to maybe get a date. And NASA suspends spacewalks because of leaky spacesuits. That's, you know what? You're up in space, right? And you're getting ready for a spacewalk the next day. And you think you're excited about it. And you get that call. Yeah, can't go on the spacewalk. Suit leaks. Suit leaks. Not good. Hey, Mattel announces the Barbie doll to celebrate transgenderism, I guess. So now there's a Barbie doll that's a transgender Barbie doll. It's called, no, that's not the right name. Is that really the name of it? That can't be the name of it. No. The person they're modeling it after is Laverne Cox, right?
Who?
Laverne Cox is the model for the transgender Barbie doll. And then on the box it says L.A. and then Cox. LaCox.
Wow, just can they be any more subtle?
Oh, my gosh. You just can't make this stuff up. You can't make it up.
You know what, I'll just ask. Where can I find the name of their drug dealer? Because I need some of what they got.
I don't understand.
LaCox.
LaCox. Oh, you know, I guess you're going to sell it. You might as well sell it. Easy.
I got it. Don't worry. Take it easy. I took care of it.
What else we got here? Two workers in an M&M factory had to be rescued. They fell into a vat of chocolate. That's like a dream. Right? That's like one of these. Is that a good dream or a nightmare, falling into a vat of chocolate? I would think that's a good dream. I guess the dumbest TikTok challenge out there. I don't have TikTok. I refuse it because it's Chinese owned. But the jumping in front of a truck to see if it'll stop. That's the
I'm all for that.
TikTok challenge. I am too.
If it decreases the surplus population, let's do it.
Call the herd, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to make t-shirts. Let's see. The least two viewed Wikipedia articles last year were both about moths, moth species. All right, never mind. Kentucky makes 95% of the bourbon in the world, but their official state drink is milk. All right, there you go. Now let's get serious. We'll come back after the top of the hour. I wanted to get rid of some of that fluff and to share that with you. My good pal and Colonel Rob Simmons will join me next. Stick around. Busy hour. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.